The country's longest-serving airline CEO is stepping down next year. American Airlines head Doug Parker will retire in March, succeeded by Robert Isom, the company president. Now, Parker is known for engineering key mergers to consolidate airlines. He told CNBC the pandemic delayed his plans to retire.
We're on solid financial footing. The recovery is underway. Demand's coming back. So this feels like exactly the right thing. We know we have the right person.
And that is Parker referring to Isom, the man who will replace him. And Parker will stay on as the chairman of American Airlines. Let's bring in here now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott.
Okay, there's a lot of businessy stuff that we'll get to, but can we start with this story about CEO Doug Parker and the flight attendant? How he's reading this book about white privilege not too long ago, and this African-American flight attendant plops down to talk to him.
Yeah, this was in the summer of 2020 in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. And a lot of companies, as you'll remember, Scott, were speaking publicly then about diversity and making some real changes. What was different here is that Doug Parker was actually on a Southwest Airlines flight, of all things, and was just by himself reading that book about white privilege. African-American flight attendant noticed him doing that, and they started speaking and remained in touch. And got so close that he went to her wedding a year later, just this past summer. And so it was this symbol of a corporate leader taking the moment, as people called it, seriously, more than just lip service that some people accused other corporate leaders of.
That Robert Parker, of course, is also known for a career bookended by crises. He starts out as CEO of America West Airlines a few days before the 9/11 attacks. And so the airlines are in trouble for a few years. And in 2005, he engineers this merger with U.S. Airways, which is in bankruptcy. How does he do in that job running U.S. Airways?
Well, he made decisions that weren't always popular with workers and with the public. But it's no exaggeration to say he probably saved U.S. Airways from oblivion. That airline was in what the investment community has this grim joke called Chapter 22, when you go bankrupt Chapter 11 twice, and that's where U.S. Airways was. So he almost certainly saved one airline, maybe saved another. America West also had its own vulnerabilities, and the airline got back on good financial footing to the point where eventually it was able to merge with American. But during the time there, at U.S. Airways, you know, U.S. Airways tried a lot of things that customers didn't like, a lot of things that stuck and that we're still that we still have today in the industry.
And didn't like. Do you have a for instance?
Well, one thing U.S. Airways tried doing was charging for even soft drinks, water, coffee, orange juice. Oh. Now, its other competitors didn't match that, and U.S. Airways had to back off on that, even though budget airlines still do some of that. But you know, way back at America West was the first airline to charge for meals in economy, and that's something that pretty much all airlines do at this point.
Okay. Now, speaking of saving airlines, in 2013 at U.S. Airways, Parker oversees a merger with American, which is in trouble then. And to some, this helped to save American, yeah?
Yeah, American had by then gone bankrupt also, as U.S. Airways had done previously. As, let's face it, most large U.S. airlines had done at some point. But yeah, here you had U.S. Airways come in what was technically a merger of equals, but it was the U.S. Airways management team, at least at the top level, Doug Parker, Scott Kirby, who later would go on to run United Airlines, and Robert Isom, who now is going to run American, who ended up in charge of the merged airline. And American got on better financial footing than it had been previously, an airline that, again, had been bankrupt just a couple of years earlier.
Yeah. So how do you think these mergers that he oversaw, that Parker oversaw, go to his vision, his abilities as an executive?
Well, they are one example among several of him kind of seeing where the industry was going and being the first in some cases to get there, you know, not just following the trends. He saw the industry as too fragmented. He saw that other industries where companies were successful didn't have sort of countless competitors in those industries. There had been consolidation, and that's what he thought the airline industry had to do. And in the aftermath of that first America West US Airways merger, yeah, then you had Delta, Northwest, United, Continental, Southwest, AirTran, and others. And the industry, financially at least, was almost certainly on better footing thanks to those mergers than it had been before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Seth, the next time we're going to ask you about American's future, that United and Delta are targeting premier flyers and the budget airlines are pushing on the low-cost flyers. So where's the space for American? That will be next time. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.